Copper prices are at a six-year low, and it's the smaller mines like this one that are feeling the effects. High up in the hills is the Santa Alicia copper mine, which is surrounded by a barren landscape of scrubby bushes. It's burning hot in summer and freezing in winter. Almira Zuniga Pizarro has been a miner for the past 33 years. He started this mine along with his brothers 8 years ago. These days, they employ around 40 people. Their success is due to the booming prices a few years ago, which meant they could buy machinery and set themselves up. Now prices are down, things are more difficult.
The price of copper is fundamental to what we do. The best price we ever got was $4 per pound. Now, with prices at around $2.30, we just have to get on with it. We've never stopped when the going gets tough. There are some miners that we call the swallows because, like the birds, they come and go according to the price of the copper. When prices are bad, they'll go and work in farming or some other kind of job. But this is all me and my brothers know how to do.
Another miner who's finding it difficult is Elda Olivares Marin. She runs the San Andreas copper mine, which is an hour's drive from the nearest town, high up in the hills. To get there, you need to drive along a dirt track road that takes you past fields of goats enclosed by fences made of cactus. It's a very beautiful place that Elda loves.
I started out with just a shovel and a wheelbarrow, and it was really tough, back-breaking work. I used to have to shovel the rocks into the wheelbarrow and then wheel them out of the mine. Now I have people to do it for me. In those days, I didn't have a truck, and I would have to take the bus and then walk for miles to get to the mine. We used to hire the machinery of other people, but despite everything, I love what I do. I think it's because I like being my own boss. I have four people working for me, and even though very few women are miners here in Chile, they respect me. My father and brothers were miners, so I grew up in this environment. I like being outside, and the adrenaline you get from being in a mine.
En realidad hay que tener un poquito de valentía, pero a mí me gusta. Me gusta mucho a mí. Me gusta mi vida.
What about the prices in China?
En este momento no está afectando harto el precio en realidad.
The truth is that they're having a very bad effect on us, and it is really difficult for people like me who have been working for the last 20 years. Unlike many miners who are leaving the industry, I am too old to find another job, so I just have to get on with it and wait until prices get better. At the moment, we are barely breaking even, and it's tough to find enough money to pay my workers every month. I won't be able to take any holidays this year because I have to keep on working to make enough to get by. I've wanted to buy my own house for years, but I will have to keep renting.
So
we're just walking into the mine to have a look at some of the things that they're mining. There's copper here, tunnels. It's quite cool in here.
Mira, aquí sigue este túnel sigue, por eso sigue tiene 160 metros.
Look, this tunnel carries on, going for around 160 meters. We have two types of copper that we are mining for. Oxide, which you can see just above your head, and sulfide, which you'll find further down the tunnel. We use explosives, pickaxes and a drill to get to it, and then take it out in a dumper truck. Unlike larger mines, we don't actually extract the copper here, because we don't have the money to build that kind of infrastructure. Instead, it is weighed and sorted at a center down the road. Life is hard at the moment, and it's not just the prices in China. Another problem we have is that after the accident with the 33 miners here in Chile, the government has got really tough on safety. They expect small mines like us to be able to spend the same amount on it as the larger mines, and we just don't have the money. So that is another issue we have to deal with.
Para competir con una persona que tiene una mediana empresa o una gran empresa.
Although life is very hard at the moment, both Elda and Almiro told me that they're grateful to be getting some help from a state-funded company called Anami. Anami's job is to help with the development of small to medium independent copper mines in Chile, and most importantly of all, they buy the copper from them and subsidize the price. If the price drops below a minimum of around $2.30 per pound of copper, Anami will pay them the difference. At the moment, they're giving them an extra 30 cents per pound to help them survive. But the catch is that once prices go up, the miners have to pay that money back, something which will be very difficult for many of them. Ismael Manquez is an engineer at Anami. While we were driving between the different mines, I asked him why the smaller mines are particularly vulnerable.
The smaller producers live from day to day. Their whole livelihood is dependent on the copper prices, and they have no kind of financial backup. They don't earn anything like what the medium and larger mines do. They have a lot less machinery and a lot less people, so their output is much smaller. They only earn the money they get from the copper they sell. Some months they might earn nothing at all, and other months up to $4,000.
Con pequeños problemas, con una pequeña baja del cobre, con algunos problemas climáticos.
The problem is that tiny changes in copper prices have a huge effect on them and mean that they end up going into debt and living on credit. And that affects the whole community. Many towns and villages here rely on copper as well. If the miners don't have money, they won't be buying so much at the local grocery store, or be able to afford petrol, or to get their cars fixed, or even to pay the rent. Another issue is the natural disasters that we often suffer in Chile. Last year, there were big floods and landslides that meant that the roads to the mines were often damaged and needed to be repaired. These unplanned-for problems make life very difficult for the miners. Here at Anami, we try and support them as best we can, because we realize that in the long term, copper is still an important industry for us.
Anami may be able to pay the subsidies at the moment, but if the price drops even further below $2, that will be increasingly more difficult because they just don't have those kind of reserves. Last year, Anami spent around $22 million. So although they're thousands of miles away, the lives of miners like Almiro and Elda in northern Chile are closely linked to China's economic outlook. And as Almiro explains, for now, they can only hope that it's beginning to recover.
Ejemplos de eso hay muchos. La mediana y la gran minería.
We try to cut our costs and to find the more valuable copper to sell. But it's really hard, and at the moment, we're barely covering our costs. Lots of miners are losing their jobs, and some of the large and medium-sized mines are closing down. Their owners often haven't even visited the mines. It's just an investment for them, and if it doesn't make them enough money, they'll go elsewhere.
Nosotros no podemos darlo esos lujos.
We don't have that luxury. We can't stop and wait until the prices get better. We have to struggle on despite the conditions.
No podemos parar ni darlo el lujo de esperar el tiempo bueno.
Jane Chambers, DW, Ovalle.